Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I'm tearing up now, thinking about it, because I'm older and I'm fat and I'm a man, and I don't care. I will cry when I have to cry.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week it's the safety talk for teens.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, here we are and super fat.
Here we are and super fat. I do want you to know that I feel like my life has gone right down the toilet to the sewer. To the sewer, to the penguin who lives there. And maybe he can glue it back together like he did those shredded documents in Batman Returns. Maybe not. But I know both of our lives...
were way beyond repair.
Right down the toilet. And I know that because we did go to the... kill. There we go. We did go to the Busheltown Pants Depot today.
Yeah. It was a tragic, awful, terrible moment in our life.
No, not clapping. No clap for that. Anti-clap.
Charles, have you been in here again playing
Anti-clap.
With these controls?
It was a this. It was a dark and stormy afternoon.
It was a dark and stormy fat.
At the Busheltown Pants Depot. Kendall, I had to buy giant clown pants.
Oh, mine look ridiculous. I should put some really big shoes on with them in an afro curly colored wig.
You do look ridiculous.
So this week, we are giving a little safety talk for teens. Mr. Snodbottom.
We've got to give a safety talk for the teens, Kendall. We've just got to do it. It's what we've been asked to do. The principal down at the Busheltown High School, he said, who's available? And he went through everyone on the roster.
Nobody was.
No one else at KBSH is available like we are. And so they asked us to come just give a safety talk for the teens about the things that the teens need to know. For 2014 safety, Kendall.
Yeah, and
did I steal your thunder? Is it exactly what you were going to say?
No, you... Well, you know, we think as one, Cliff.
We two are one.
But... Since we're going to do that, and we are going to do it, of course, damn it. Because we want to help people.
Yeah.
One bit of humanity at a time.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it, but
we're going to try, no matter how fat we are.
We decided that we should do a little run-through, a little rough run-through here in the studio.
Okay.
While we're recording the show, just so we can make sure we're going to give a really good talk to these teens.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. So I have the safety tips here that the writers have faxed in to
us. I think Mr. Snodbottom wrote some of mine. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where the writers are. They're in an undisclosed...
Well, they're working, but I can just see his hand. Ooh, I could see his handiwork, Cliff.
I can see his hand. It's like you can see God's handiwork and everything.
I can see his back. I can smell his bowels, and I can see his handiwork.
Well, you know, Mr. Snodbottom has long had a soft spot in his heart for the teens, and he wants them to grow up right and do the right thing, because character's who you are in the dark. But more about that later. But let's
character's welcome.
It's a character. Get us started, Kendall. Walk us through.
All right, Cliff. Well, we're going down to the high school.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to announce us, I'm sure, in some wonderful way. You know, they're probably going to have a big theme song and fireworks.
Oh, maybe a banner that we can run through, a banner like the football team runs through.
I've ordered all this stuff. The principal did send me a letter back saying that none of that was available.
Even, it's all,
but
it's butcher
paper. I'm sure they're going to get it through. I'm sure they're going to get it worked out.
Somebody call the art teacher. It is butcher paper.
Butcher paper. Bring it out. So they're going to introduce us. We're going to run through the banner.
They will applaud.
Thank you, Bushel Town.
Thank you, teams.
That's what I say.
Sit down. Sit down, teams. Stop. We don't deserve it.
No, really, stop. No. Please.
Come on.
You're way too kind.
Come on. We're just two regular guys.
But they must have heard us on the radio at 4 a.m.
Maybe they have. You know, we're two just regular guys living here in Bushel Town.
Woo! Oh, Bushel Town.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, we're excited about it too.
We're excited for safety.
But if you want to live to see Bushel Town,
yeah,
after you're 18 years old,
yeah,
then you need to follow some of these handy, handy tips that I got for you.
Handy tip number one. All right, Kendall, do you have a handy tip? You want me to start the handy tip?
I was going to let you start, Cliff.
All right, teens. Listen up, teens. You know, I know you'd rather be out there playing computer games and texting one another inappropriate acronyms.
Texting naked pictures of each other.
No, don't do it, teens. Don't. Do it.
You go to jail.
Those nude pics, they always come back to haunt you.
Mm-hmm. Look at Justin Bieber.
Oh, Mr. Snowbottom is saying no, don't go there. He's saying, what grade are they? Ninth grade? Okay, so maybe no nude pic talk. All right.
It's absolutely not, boys.
That's a good hymn. Teens. Being alone at night, it's just
I enter like I'm a teen. Yeah.
Well, that's what I want you to do. And probably what will happen when we're there and I say, hey, teens, they'll just applaud themselves. A little applause for themselves.
Everybody always applauds themselves.
And probably I'll make some kind of a joke about, like, well, I hope that this talk about safety is not as bad as that school meatloaf.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, and I know that we are fat.
They're just going to love these jokes.
They're going to love them.
All these writers' jokes, they're going to love them.
I know.
Cliff, it's so funny that you said that. Because one of my first tips was turn off your damn phone and look up once in a while. Because you're living your life through a phone.
Teens.
Stop worrying about the way you look.
Stop it.
Don't get so caught up and try to be wear the best clothes or anything. Just enjoy yourself and your youth.
Nothing is safer than enjoying yourself and your youth. You gotta do it.
I mean, don't obsess about the way you look. Don't let it become a big issue in your life.
No, I won't belt when we're there. This is just a run through.
Oh, I think even my dinger can't be taken with me.
You can have the... Now, maybe it won't make it through. Do they have like a metal detector like at normal American high schools?
If they're being safe, they are.
If they're being... Speaking of safety, teens, if you're out in the car... And you're laughing with your friends. I want you to do one thing for me, teens, okay? When you're thinking of safety and you're thinking of being out in the car, keep all your windows and doors locked. Because you never know. Did you ever hear that tale, that grisly tale, about that hook-handed killer who just went around massacring teens?
Cliff, you're going to terrify these teens.
And all they found was the hook dangling from the door. And I do want to scare them a little, Kendall, because if you scare the teens, that's the only way. Have you seen that show where they're scared straight and just the prisoners just screaming in their face?
Yeah, but none of them are going to be able to sleep tonight.
That's okay.
Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
If you keep your windows and doors locked, no hook-handed massacrer can come in there and just kill you right off. They can't do it if your windows and doors are locked. So, also, this may seem so obvious to you.
So obvious.
You may just be thinking, hey, fat host.
I'm sorry.
Get over it. You may just be thinking, hey, fat host, what have you got to say to me that's relevant? Well, I got something for you, okay? How about a little relevancy here? When you're not playing the Nintendo Wii... Yeah. I know what you like, teens. Oh. I know what you like. There's a raccoon in the wall, Kendall, and Charles has been trying to get it all day.
Oh, I'm getting it, Cliff. I'm shooing it out of the studio.
Just knock against the wall just a little bit. Just scare it away. If it'll run back around the wall.
Damn, Bushel Town.
I don't know where I was talking about. I was talking about teens and safety, Kendall. What about your safe tips for teens?
Well, Cliff, I want the teens to do something that we never did.
Yeah.
Are they applauding themselves saying teens?
Show us the way, teens. Show us the way.
I want them to learn self-control, unlike we learned. Because we never learned it. We didn't learn self-control.
Never.
On eating or spending too much money.
No, never. I never learned one fucking ounce of self-control. So, teens, I want you to prove us wrong. Just show us the way. Oh, teens, show us the way.
Show us the way.
Show us the way, teens. You can do it. If anybody can, it's this generation of teens out there. The teens are going to do it. They're being safe. They know it's cool to be. It's cool to be safe, teens.
They're going to do so much clapping. This is going to last a long time, Cliff.
It's like the Oscars. don't you agree, Kendall? It's cool to be safe. It's cool.
I think it's cool.
It's a neat
thing. I like to be cool and stay safe. I want to live to be 103.
Right.
I play safe for you and me because I'm no fool.
I think that's a great little ditty. I think if you could just do some scats like that, I think it'll really draw them in.
Yeah.
They love.
They love when we sing.
They love music. They love live music.
Oh, they love that.
They do love bathroom humor, so I think they might like us.
You know they'll crack up every time you belch.
They're going to crack. I said I would try not to.
I feel like I'm Anderson Cooper and you're Kathy Griffin going to the New Year's Eve show.
Oh, Kendall.
You're going to be belching. I'm like, I'm sorry, Mr. Snodbottom.
Oh, Lord. You know, if we mention Kathy Griffin, they're bound to applaud. That probably it should be deafening.
Our Lady of Broadcast Comedian.
Love her. Love us. She always saying funny things to people.
She's so funny. Cliff,
what
you have
she does. Who
you have
she
another
is.
Tip for the teens.
Tip for teens.
Tip for teens.
Never leave your drink unattended. Somebody could spike it, teens.
Oh, take it from me, Cliff. It's happened.
It's happened. And Kendall is a large, unattractive, middle-aged man.
It happened to me.
And it's happened to him. And so imagine if you're a young, hip, good-looking teen. There's somebody out there that just wants to put some of those drugs in your drink. And it's not the good drug drinks. It's the bad kind.
Watch your drink. And always, you know, take it with you. Don't leave it unattended.
Watch it. So give it up if you're going to watch your drink at the parties. Oh, no, that wasn't everybody. I want to hear it. Come on, left, you guys over there. There we go. Also, you could write your name on it with a Sharpie.
Yeah, and I just want to say that those drinks better be like Coca-Cola.
It's got to be Coke, kids.
No alcohol yet. You're not 21.
Keep it in Coke, kids. Just do the Coke.
not that kind of Coke. Coca-Cola.
Kendall, I don't know where we are in the show. I feel like we've been going for hours and simultaneously for seconds only. And
oh, Cliff, we've been going for 13 minutes.
Jesus Christ. In heaven.
So, Cliff, I think the next thing that we do at the show is we're going to sing a song.
Let's do it.
You know the teens love music.
I think that's the appropriate finale is
and
the song.
I thought that this song we'd love because we loved it when we were teens, so they're sure to love it too.
Yeah, right? And Mr. Snodbottom, he's written out... he did the song for us this week, and he's, you know, put things that he thinks is really important for the teens.
Yeah, so let's sing this song for the teens.
All right.
Here it goes, teens.
Here we go, teens. Don't go outside if the sun is already down. Don't go skateboarding cause your knees might scrape on the ground. And drink your milk, breakfast is important every day. And finish your homework before you go outside to play. We're doing this for your own safety.
We want you to see 18. Just don't act crazy. Make sure you're sitting straightly. We're doing this for your own safety. Wash your hands and clean your plate. Things will work out fine. And wait until you're 21 before you try beer or wine. You know it's cool to be nice. You know bullies, they are so square. And you won't get mono if you don't make out under the stairs. We're doing this for your own safety. We want you to see 18. Just don't act crazy. Make sure you're sitting straightly. We're doing this for your own safety.
Oh, thank you, Teens.
Oh, Teens.
Oh, listen to that applause for that.
They loved it.
Of course they loved it. We knew they would.
They loved it.
Oh, they're laughing, but they loved it.
I'm sure they're laughing only with us.
They're laughing,
Kendall,
with us, of course.
They're laughing with us.
But Cliff,
yeah,
we still have to take a break right now because we've been talking so long, and the teens need a little refresher. They need to get up and stand and stretch their legs for a minute.
All right.
So we'll be right back. Oh, thank you. We'll be right back after
Thanks,
this.
Teens.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Is moral responsibility out of style? Our papers and our newsreels and, yes, our own observations tell us that immorality surrounds us as never before. We see violence in the streets, in our cities and suburbs, graft and corruption in the highest public offices to which we look for leadership, when scandal in local and national government has become so commonplace that many begin to consider it a way of life. Then I say that we, as a nation, are not far from the kind of moral decay that has brought on the fall of other nations and people.
In your heart, you know he's right.
And now, welcome back to the show.
We're back.
Oh, Kendall, we're back.
And Mr. Snodbottom, while we were on break, he told me that that was actually all the time they had allotted for us to talk to the teens.
I had a 9-minute Evita medley I was going to do that really drove home the point of internet safety.
And I had rewritten a Little Shop of Horrors song about safety.
Well, that would probably have gotten cut, but my Evita song would have been great. But anyway,
of course, Evita always stays in the show.
Evita, she had a balcony, Kendall. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. You know what they did when she was on the balcony? They just clapped.
Just like the teens were doing.
I'm just like the teens, I assume, will clap for us when we see them later in the week.
Cliff, that's what they're saying, how much they loved us.
I can't wait. Teens.
It's time for What the Kids Are Saying. Oh. They keep texting me, Cliff. They keep texting me.
What are they saying?
They're
what
so
they
excited
texting?
For us to come to the school. They're texting me. They're saying,
sorry, teens.
And Cliff, they're saying airplane bath. Have you ever had an airplane bath?
An airplane bath?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Well, Cliff, an airplane bath. This is what the kids are calling it.
Oh, my God.
It's a quick method of cleansing or cleaning. Oh. Oh, gosh. By taking a wet washcloth under each wing and the tail, meaning the armpits and the crotch region. Uh-huh. You know, and your buddy might say, hey, how are you going to go out with us tonight? And the other guy says, yeah, man, when? He said, oh, about 5 minutes. He said, oh, crap, I'll take an airplane bath and go.
Kendall, only people, we can't do that because our bodies are just so covered with fat.
Oh, I know.
There are just too many crevices that would have to be...
It'll take a nurse like 45 minutes to cleanse us with a rag.
You know they draw straws when they see us coming. Kendall, have you ever had a seagull spritzer?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. I'm worried if I did. Have I had one?
I bet you have. Kendall, a seagull spritzer, that's just when a bird shits on your head from a great height, usually rendering you blind. And if that happens, you might say, oh, God, not another seagull spritzer.
Well, I don't think I've had one in the eye before.
Uh-oh.
But I've had a bird shit on my head.
Uh-oh.
Cliff, are you a karaoke filibuster?
Karaoke filibuster?
Or filibusterer, I guess.
I don't know. Emma?
I don't know. Probably. Cliff, a karaoke filibuster is intentionally choosing an extraordinarily long song to perform at a karaoke club or during a karaoke party as a means to block others from participating in one's perfect pitch.
Kendall, it is not my fault if people love when I bust out the Bohemian Rhapsody, okay? It is not.
I saw that, and I thought of you. We talked about this.
Will you let me go?
I will not let you go. Let me go!
Let him go. I'm just a poor boy from a poor family.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Spending his life in a bar. Kendall, a lump of freak. A lump of freak.
I got a lump of fat.
You are a lump of fat. Kendra, you're also a lump of freak, and it's to be a large, misshapen blob, which resembles a freak, a deformed blob, and yes, we are both.
Yes, we are both.
Both lump of freaks. Example, have you actually done any exercise before? Is what someone would ask. A big lump of freak, like us. And the answer would be, not in recent memory.
They'll say, are you eating now? How do you maintain that weight?
I eat constantly.
Cliff, have you ever taken a mass sabbatical?
Undoubtedly. What is it?
Cliff, a mass sabbatical is a self-imposed period free from masturbation.
No. Oh, God.
Often employed by a single man as a strategy to improve productivity at work and other life pursuits. Regularly used in conjunction with a set end date or target time frame.
Why would you do this, teens?
I don't know. Did you hear that he was taking a 7-week mass sabbatical? That guy has only done like 5 times a day. Gotta be tough.
Kendall, Kendall.
Oh, God, what are they saying?
Kendall, have you ever done the lumpy peanut butter?
Oh, there's nothing good that can come out of that, Cliff.
Probably you have. Kendall, accomplishing a lumpy peanut butter, it's no walk in the park. The teens are even ready to admit that. Many have failed, resulting in massive injury. The lumpy peanut butter, first step, it requires great courage, Kendall.
I've got courage.
And the male, or she-male, will stick its entire scrotum into, get ready for this, everybody, scrotum into an inhabited wasp's nest.
What?
And rapidly shake and thrash about as if the person was having a seizure, everybody. Now, probably Kendall's like, yeah, I've done that,
Why would anybody do that?
Next, the person will submerge their now lumpy sack into a jar of Skippy brand peanut butter. And finally, Kendall, the person will hang closely in front of a pack of starving wolves and wave their now perfectly prepared testes in a taunting manner. And they will ultimately be torn to shreds, resulting in the greatest high of all time, otherwise known as a super high. And it might go like this. Andy might say, hey man, I just did the lumpy peanut butter. And Josh was like, wow, really? How was it? And Andy's like, oh, it's really high and awesome. Kendall, the kids, well, they'll just do anything.
Is that what kids in Bushtown are doing, Cliff?
They'll just do anything to get high these days.
They should listen to our talk.
They're sniffing pain, having Xanax and ecstasy parties. Now they're doing the lumpy peanut butter. What's next,
I don't know.
Kids?
What's next? Cliff, that's all they texted me.
Oh.
Thank God, because I'm worried for them.
I'm worried for the kids.
I'm worried for me at this point now.
I'm worried for all of us.
Oh, Cliff, do you hear that?
Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, Cliff, it's the trolley.
Said the fat man to his co-host near. Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, hey, trolley. How
a
is
trolley,
it going? Oh.
A trolley.
Hold on, trolley.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead, trolley.
How's it going, trolley?
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. Really well, huh? Where am I going?
I agree. The teams are ridiculous.
Oh.
Well, Charlie, why don't we go to Busheltown and see what's going on?
Yeah, let's do it.
This week's journey to Busheltown is titled Hands in the Dark. Our story begins on Highway 1 in the desolate swamplands of West Busheltown. A drifter known as Robbie McPhee was riding his motorcycle down the empty highway in the wrong lane just for shits and giggles.
Robbie had been drifting since the age of 15. He'd grown up in the North Busheltown woods, but left after flunking a chemistry test in his sophomore year at Busheltown High. He took off after school one January afternoon, and had been drifting ever since. He'd drifted through the South Busheltown suburbs, the East Busheltown Badlands, down to Smackover, over to Downsville, into Outsburg. He'd stopped for a while in Startsboro, and now, 20 years to the day after he began drifting, he was slowing down on the side of the deserted interstate that ran along the muddy banks of the West Busheltown Swampy River.
I guess midnight's as good a time as any to stop for lunch. I wouldn't really know, though. I never finished high school.
As Robbie sat by his motorcycle in the dim moonlight, he began to eat his lunch and to think. Robbie liked to think deep thoughts as he ate. Since Robbie was eating lunch, that meant that he was considering all of the women in his life. For as long as he could remember, Robbie had liked two kinds of women, housewives and hookers.
I hope these sandwiches my hooker made for me this morning are still good. This egg salad from 18 hours ago tastes kind of funky, but what do I know? I never took home egg.
When he was out on the road drifting, Robbie often talked to himself. It helped him pass the time, and it was almost like he had a friend along for the ride. He was careful never to do this in front of people, especially the housewives or hookers he came across on his travels. He turned to those women for comfort, and more specifically, he turned to the housewives for sex and to the hookers for food.
Mmm, that was some good egg salad. That Miss Lady Tiffany sure knows how to cook and spoil a drifter with her exotic recipes. It may have had a little too much chili powder, but I like the rye, though.
At that moment, Robbie heard a rustling in the gooseberry bushes that grew by the patches of pussy willow that ran along the side of the swampy river.
Was that?
Robbie could hardly believe his eyes as he saw a creature coming towards him from the dank, dark murk of the swamp. First he saw hands in the dark, hands with green scales and claws. The sight of the hands was enough to make Robbie double over and blorch out the rancid egg salad a hooker had made for him 18 hours earlier.
Sorry, Miss Lady Tiffany.
Robbie scurried to mount his motorcycle, but slowed when he spied a piece of wax paper from his hooker's egg salad sandwich that stuck to a mud clod on the ground.
Damn my Bustle Scout training. Scoutmaster Frogblast would never forgive me for leaving that litter out here in nature, even if it is coming on midnight and there's scaly clawed hands coming forward from the dark.
Speaking of those scaly clawed hands, they were indeed coming toward the former Bushel Scout, Robbie McPhee. They were also attached to an 18-foot-long, 1,200-pound monster known as an American alligator.
Well.
Had Robbie not fled from Busheltown High 20 years previous, after flunking a chemistry test and then fallen into a life of drifting, he might have recalled that alligators are capable of short bursts of speed, especially when they are in pursuit of prey. He, of course, would have learned this in alligator science, which is a class all juniors at Busheltown High are required to take. Just as Robbie was about to hop back on his motorcycle, litter in hand, he heard a sound that was very unexpected indeed.
Don't worry about me. I'm just an enchanted gator that lives out here in the West Busheltown swamplands and grants wishes to those who drift through.
Had Robbie taken alligator science at Busheltown High, he would have also learned in Chapter 3 of the textbook Exploring the Science of Alligators that alligators are rarely capable of speech.
I didn't know gators could talk. Man, what I didn't learn in alligator science could fill a whole textbook.
That's a good one.
Okay. Say, gator friend, your voice sounds all scratchy. You got a cold? If so, don't come any closer. I'd hate to catch an alligator cold and then give it to a lovely housewife during a bang session one afternoon.
No, this is just how alligators sound.
Say, what can I do for you?
Robbie was beginning to notice something strange about the talking gator that had come forward from the dark swamp. When the gator spoke, he seldom made eye contact, which meant he was socially awkward or...
Hey, gator friend, are you hungry?
Robbie opened his knapsack and pulled out a Tupperware bowl of tuna surprise that had been traveling with Robbie for 6 or 7 weeks now. It was a reminder of a kind hooker from Outsburg that had welcomed him into her kitchen one night. Robbie held up the Tupperware container and saw the gator's eyes follow the tuna's every move.
Feeling a mite peckish, are you?
No, I just want to have a chat.
Well, go fetch.
Wait, no, I go back. No.
Even though the alligator's voice said no, its body said yes. With a short burst of speed, the gator turned back toward where it had come from. It lunged into the darkness, looking in the muck for a bowl of fetid tuna surprise. The gator thrashed around, and then it was heard to say,
"Oh, no, stop! No, don't close them big old jaws on my hand! Ah!"
Yes, just as Robbie was beginning to suspect, it wasn't a real talking alligator, but just a regular alligator that someone had fed a walkie-talkie. Whether the owner of the walkie-talkie that now lived in the gator's belly also owned the alligator, Robbie never found out. As the alligator had moved on from tuna surprise to human flesh, it was time also for Robbie to move on and drift into another town. As he fired up his motorcycle engine, Robbie spared one last glance toward the spot where he'd stopped for lunch. He could hear splashing and thrashing from just beyond the gooseberry bushes in the swamp that was too dark to see. Something small flew over a gooseberry bush and landed where a piece of litter had clung just a few moments before. Robbie could see that it was a pair of hands, bloodied and alligator mangled, that reached out toward nothing from the dark.
Well, if that don't beat all.
That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Now back to you, Cliff and Kendall. Oh, Cliff, that was terrifying.
Kendall, it was terrifying. Did we even mention after the break that we were back? Did we ever even mention that?
Yes, we did, Cliff, several times.
To a soul.
I think you sang a song about it.
We're back, we're back. I'm happy to say we're back. Yeah, I remember it now.
Yeah, remember that?
I do.
I hope the listeners remember it.
I hope so.
Anyway, Cliff, I hope that some of the things that we have said today have really gotten through to the teens.
I hope that they've resonated with the teens. I hope that they've really taken it into their hearts and let it weigh on their mind.
And I hope that we do the same thing when we actually go to Busheltown High and do it for real. And if they don't listen, then Cliff, that's just too damn sad.
Too damn sad.
Oh, and so is this music.
Oh.
Gets me every time.
Gets me every time, right where I start crying. Yeah.
Cliff, if our listeners want to go
to
the Busheltown High and listen to us, you can go there. Or go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308 or listen to us on KBSH.
Yes, they can do it. Kendall, safety doesn't happen by accident. And that was said by an unknown author. Who must have been talking to a room full of teens.
Cliff, young people have time, energy, and no money. Middle-aged people have energy, money, and no time. And old people have time and money, but no energy. Life will never be perfect. And that was also an unknown author.
Awful is the message behind that.
Life's a bitch.
Life is terrible. Safety first is safety always. And that was said by who? But of course, the totally venerable Charles M. Hayes.
So you're going to say Charles the contractor. So
he
never said that.
He never has mentioned safety to us once in all the years we've known him.
I'm afraid he doesn't even know that word. Anyway, Cliff, why don't you take us home down those roads that are well lit and safe?
Take me home, teen safety roads. Better 1,000 times careful than once dead. And that's a proverb said by I don't know who. Take me home safely down the road. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
We sure will.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
So obvious. So obvious.